This was a long process. It passed through the Council of Ministers and it was subject for the approval of the Parliament. And yesterday, the Parliament unanimously adopted the state of emergency, which is subject also to be ratified by the President soonest.
When the President signs it, is expected to last 3 months of the state of emergency. What happens next? And within the 3 months, what is your government willing to do with the state of emergency?
The government will shelve all legal instruments in place, and the President has the liberty to exercise the emergency and contain the menace of the opposition armed groups. And it may also renewed if the security situation will not be okay, but I hope that it will end within this 3 months.
Some people have said that the insurgents in your country are not only affecting you but are spreading all across the Horn of Africa. What support are you getting from your neighboring countries in order to fight them?
You know, our neighboring countries, they are really worried about the spillover of these people, and they have an agenda that may I think it's utopian, according to my perception, but they have an agenda to spread the what do you call fundamentalism in this part of Africa, and they want to use Somalia as a springboard because they see that Somalia is green ground because of the weakness and the 20 years, nearly 20 years old civil strife.
So far, how has your government been dealing with the escalating violence now that the Islamic insurgent group like Al-Shabaab has taken back some of the towns that were taken from them a while ago by pro-government militias?
You know, this kind of tug of war exists for the last 20 years, and no part have the possibility to capture the whole country. It is this is not also war. It is just an ambush by the insurgents, and they have no ability to capture the country. You know, the Somali civil war started in 1991 till today. No quarter had the possibility to win this fratricidal war, and these people, now what they are doing is only of some urban guerrilla, which is hit and run, and it is not a full-scale war. It's just an assault, an ambush, and they make a lot of noise, explosions, and the international media, they say that a blood war has happened today in Mogadishu or something like that. But as I told you before, you know, they are losing ground in parts of central regions and also in parts of deep south, like Gedo area. And also there is a war between the government forces and the government supporters with these insurgents, and they I think they won't win this kind of war because it was a prolonged war that affected the people's life, and these people, they want to continue the suffering of the people only.
Are you sure that you will be able to contain them? Because so far, they seem to be taking over a lot of places, including by Doha, some portions of Mogadishu.
You know, Somalia, as you know, it's not only Mogadishu. You know, the government controls Puntland. The government controls also parts of the south, like Iran, and also parts of Gedo area, which now fell under the government hands. And things are going on. And this kind of occupation by the opposition doesn't mean that they can govern. They can make an assault, but that doesn't mean that they can govern and have the ability to govern also.